Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we are going to go from the revelation of God, and the title is Make a Decision Before Your Season. I said make a decision before your season. I don't know what the Lord is going to give me, but I do know that we're going to talk about the book entitled A Christian's Faith to the Finish, but God said we need to back it up. And there's a lot of people listening to this radio station that I know and those who I don't know, and some people are indecisive. And so the revelation of God will go forth today, but I want to read Psalm, of course, 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Before we go any further, we need to pray. I became so excited that we went ahead and went on to the psalm, but I want to pray unto God, and then we will go into the word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your divine peace, and we thank you for your favor. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are going through a loss, bereavement, those who are going into hospitals, coming out of the hospitals, and those who are currently in the hospital. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular ministry? Would you bless this head of mine from the top of my head to the soles of my feet to give the revelation that you would have and to give the words that you would have in order to help us run this race with grace, honor, and with mercy. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this week as you have spoken. This week is probably the greatest week of our lives because big things are going to happen, transitions are going to happen, and we are going to get on the path of our destiny. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to not have stubborn feet, but help us to move towards the will that you have given us. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless any broken spirit, any shattered spirit, any spirit that is down, depressed, any spirit that does not know where to go. We ask, would you provide guidance and leadership to those wandering spirits who want to work for you. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to continue to hold you in high esteem and to continue to focus and to broaden and to make larger than life your face. We ask in the name of Jesus that you help us to accept the things that we do not want to accept and help us to be better people for you and help us to lift you up and magnify who you are. Now as we transition from this particular prayer, but never from your presence, we ask that you continue to bring the prophecy and the revelation to the people where we will understand and know the will that you would have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And actually, ladies and gentlemen, I have about 25 minutes because I have to do some things with the particular ministry later on. But we are going to utilize every second, every minute, every moment to give what the Lord has given. And today's topic that we're going to touch on is make a decision before your season. If you remember, we spoke about a runner, a Christian's faith until the finish. And today God spoke that there are many people who want to enter the race. Yes, amen. Many people who want to enter the race. Many people who are willing to run. He said, but they have not made a decision to train for the race. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, once you experience or encounter the Lord's favor and grace and blessings, you will never be the same. But God says that we can't put the carriage before the horse. He said, because I'm ready for the race and I've been training, and just because the other hundreds of people who are listening are ready, he said, that doesn't mean everyone is ready. And you're probably thinking, why would the Lord only reflect back on a few people who may not be ready? Because God says that all of my sheep are important. He said, if one goes astray, he says, I go to find that one sheep. And so my ministry is not based on the majority. It's actually based on the minority, because we have to get everyone on board. We have to save every soul. If we lose one soul, amen, then we have lost many. So the Lord says, we're going to have to back this up, okay, before we even get into studying the word of God. And the reason why we're actually doing this book study and this revelation and prophecy that the Lord has given is because this keeps me on track with writing the book, and it keeps me focused, and it keeps me, just focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as far as the book is concerned. So make a decision before your season. First of all, as I said before, the Lord says that many of you are at the line, and you are ready for a takeoff. You are ready to go to your next level. You are ready to run. But the Lord says that some of us are indecisive. So he says, we're going to have to back this up, and we're going to have to get on board, because everyone is at the event, but everyone is not trained to run. Okay? And because we don't want to get into the middle of something, into a middle of a blessing, and have to stop because we're tired. God says, you're going to get tired. He said, but people stop because it's too much on them. It's too much stress. It's overbearing. And people stop. Remember the monkey I told you, the fake monkey that jumps on your back when you're trying to run? God says, well, that happens within 2 seconds of the race because we're indecisive. So in order to decide, and as I said before, this is nothing that is studied. This is what the Lord is giving me right now on live radio. In order to decide, we must go through a process. Somebody said we must go through a process. And the first thing that we must do is we must pray. We must pray. Write that down. The second thing we must do is we must be obedient when deciding. The third thing, we must move into action. And the fourth thing, our heart must be fixed and our minds made up. And at the bottom of that, I want you to put you must be willing to train during your off season. So, in order to decide, and we're going to talk about this briefly, we have 20 minutes. In order to decide, we must pray, be obedient, move into action. Our heart must be fixed and our minds made up. And we must be willing to train during our off season. As I said before in our last message, the Lord says, bring your wood to the fire. And God says that we must bring everything to him, right? God is the burning bush. God is the fire. Ask Moses, right? And so we must pray unto God, and we must anoint ourselves before we go out into this race. Because a lot of things can happen in the race, ladies and gentlemen, as the Lord is describing. We can pull a muscle, we can get hurt. Many things can happen. But God says you must, before you go into the race, we're going to have to pray and anoint ourselves. So in deciding, you must pray first. Okay? You must pray first. Prayer is the key. You must consult with God. We cannot do anything without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even if you are trying to write a book, God says anoint your hands, anoint your mind, anoint that paper, anoint that pen or pencil. He says because the anointing on it will sustain it. So even if it goes through the fire, we're talking about through tests and trials, God says he is the fire that never burns out. It will withstand the test of time. It will not be torched. So God says, take yourself and your gifts, bring your wood to the fire. And God says, pray. And you are praying for the anointing over what God has told you. God has told many people certain things. He told them to produce, told them to make records, told them to write, told them to minister. He's told you to teach. He's told you to do this, lead. He's told you to do a lot of things. But God says that you're going to have to consult with him. You're going to have to come to him. God has given you that favor. He says, now you got to give it back unto him. Is that right? He says, that's just like life. He gives us life, but then he takes it back after our days are done. Amen? Hey. So we must pray, but we have to pray with the power and the anointing, right? And you don't have to be a minister to pray to receive the anointing of God. God says the anointing comes from him. So when you pray and you're praying sincerely, amen, then the Lord can anoint whatever you have. He says, but bring the wood to the fire. Number two, obedience. Obedience continues to show up. God says when he tells you to do something, when he tells you to minister, when he tells you to sing, when he tells you to go left, when he tells you to hush, when he tells you to sit down, when he tells you to rest, be obedient. Be obedient because you are under, once you pray and the anointing is heavy, you are under the anointing of God. God begins to take over your life. He begins to take over your thinking, your hands, your feet. He begins to open the doors for you. He begins to show you which door to walk in, which door to walk away from. He begins to show you people. He begins to have people reach out to you. You reach out to people. God says you don't have to do anything once your gift is anointed. He says, but be obedient. Right? You don't have to play tug of war with God because God is going to be clear with you. Once you've taken your wood to the fire, the burning bush, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you've prayed over it and God has anointed it, he says, then you have to walk in the will of God. You can't walk your own way. After God has anointed your hands and your feet and your voice and your eyes and have anointed everything that you touch to be successful, God says you must walk in his will. Because even if you are anointed and walk out of the will, he says your words and your actions will be void and null. It's very important. So obedience is to help you decide if you're ready to run this race. Then he says you move into action. Move towards the race. The Lord says the race is not given to the swift, but it's given to the one who endures to the end. Some people are ready to run. Some people are ready for this race. Some people are ready for the journey. They're ready for their calling. They're ready for the favor of God because they've already been through this process unknowingly and knowingly. God says, but there are some sheep, some people, some souls who are amongst the crowd who are not ready for the race, and we have to prepare them as well. You know, we can't just run off and leave them without giving them the tools to get to God. Somebody say tools to get to God. Okay, so we have to move into action. God says, if you have not prayed and had your gifts anointed, if you are walking out of the will of God, he says, move into action. If you're just starting and you're not ready for the race, God says, come unto him. Bring your wood, bring your gifts. Right? And once you do that, then you walk in the will that God has given you. Do not walk out of the will. He talks about staying in your lane, as I said, in the race. Then he says, move into action. Some of us will already be at the finish line, and some people will be starting or moving towards the finish line. I told you once before, I said, everybody is not going to be blessed at the same time. There are going to be times when it will be somebody else's season. But you continue to run and you continue to move towards the mark that the Lord has given you. Okay? So move into action. It's a verb. Then he says, your heart must be fixed and your mind made up. How many of you know that before you run, physically run, consult with your doctor? Many times before you participate in sports, you have to consult with the doctor and make sure that your heart is right for running, your heart is right for training, because you could go out there and pass out, you could fall out if you surprise your heart. Is that right? You have to take care of your heart. Your heart is a vital organ. So the Lord says your heart must be fixed. When we talk about the spiritual world, you must be willing, and I'm going to get to that on the next segment here, or on the next point. You must be willing to train during your off season. God says that every day of your life is not going to be your season. There are going to be some off seasons. Your heart must be fixed. You must be dedicated to God. You must trust in the promise that God has given you. And once you trust in the promise that God has given you and your mind is made up, you're going to continue to train until your change comes. Amen? You're going to continue to train, but your heart must be fixed. Your heart must be right. You must have the right intent. You must be willing to run because you love God and you believe in his promise, not because you're looking for anything, because God says all of these things will be added unto you. Just keep praying, keep being obedient, keep moving into action towards the will of God. And he says, and have your heart right and your mind made up that you're going to trust and serve God until the day you die. And the Lord says that helps you make your decision. Then he says you must be willing to train during your off season. And a lot of people don't like to hear about off season because you're not actually competing. There's nothing actually happening. But God says that you must train your body to get ready to run in your season, because in your season you want to be at your best. Your off season is preparation. God says it's likened unto life and death. He says when you are preparing, each day we're preparing to die, believe it or not. And he says that we have to make sure that we live each moment with a purpose, because we only have a few days. And so therefore in the race, when we're running, right, or when we're training off season, we only have a few days to prepare. So when God propels us, as I said before, coming out those blocks into our season, we must be at our A1 game. We must bring our A game, because in our season we want to be the best. Because God is going to pour out blessings where we won't have room enough to receive. And how shameful it will be if we would miss the mark of the highest calling of God because we're not ready. So let's go over this quickly. We have 11 minutes. God says you must pray, right? In season and out of season. It doesn't matter if it's your season or not. He says pray. He says bring your wood. If you're not ready to run in the race, he says bring your wood so it can be anointed. Bring your gift, bring yourself so that you can be anointed. Then he says, be obedient. He says, walk in the wheel. God is going to lead and guide you. Once he anoints everything, he anoints you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, and every gift that you have, and even the bed and food that you eat, he says that he is going to lead you in the right path. You've got to stay on that path to get to your destination. You've got to stay on that path to even get to the start line of your journey. Then he says, move into action. Moving into action means that you're constantly moving. An idle mind is a devil's workshop. God says stay busy in the word of God. Stay busy being obedient unto God and walking in his will. Every day is a daily walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then he says your heart must be fixed and your mind made up. I told you, any time before you run, you have to make sure that your heart is ready for all that stress, because believe it or not, running causes stress on your heart. Any type of strenuous exercise, that's stress on your heart, but that's good stress. He says your heart must be fixed and your mind made up. You must have the heart of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ must be in your heart, and you must make up your mind that you want to do what the Lord has asked you to do, and that you want to run this race, and that you want to be in the will of God, and that you want the Lord to be your coach, period. You must be willing to train during off season. I said before, every day is not Sunday, right? Our beds are not bed of roses all the time. Sometimes we have to lay in a hard bed. But God says that you must be willing to train in season and out of season. Why? Because you never know the day nor the hour that your season comes, just like life and death. You have to live with a purpose every day. You have to train every single day. because you never know when God is going to repel you into your season. And you don't want to be propelled into a season and do a half job. You want to be at your A game. You want to be at your best. I told you that the spirit and the flesh is constantly competing against one another. And you want to be of the spirit of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you want to do your best. So in deciding that, we're getting ready to run this race. We're getting ready to run this journey. And we're going to be talking about this on some of the segments, even during the interviews, after the interviews. We're going to be talking about this. So be sure to understand that when deciding, you're going to pray and let the Lord anoint your gifts. You're going to be obedient. You're going to move into action. Your heart must be fixed and your mind made up. And you must be willing to train during your off season. That is how you decide. Now, for those of you who are ready to run, we're going to talk about that. But we're also going to touch every now and then on those individuals who are slowly moving towards the levels that many of us are at already. Okay? Because everyone is important. No matter what or where they start, everyone is important in this particular journey. Okay? So without further ado, I have 8 minutes. I want to go ahead and give you the announcements and then bid you good night. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, publishers, writers, authors, each person. Please, please, please continue to connect with AlfredaLove under ALFREDALOVE or EMONYA _ love @yahoo.com or Facebook me, FREDALOVE. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for 230 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourselves. And please, please, please pray for your friends, the people you know, and those you do not know as well. In addition to that, make sure that you are marking down December the 6th. Well, actually, yeah, mark down December 6th as we will have a benefit for Mr. Michael Tucci. I will tell you that story as the time draws near, but make sure that you're at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church where the Reverend Dr. Carrie Berkeley is. I passed at 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas. Please make sure that you come out to support this particular event. We have sent out flyers to different churches, so please make sure you come out. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to watch the Oprah page as they have many e-courses that deals with forgiveness and other life aspects. Be sure to support them. In addition to that, just make sure that you also continue to mark your calendar for April as we will have the Built to Last conference. We are working on helping our youth survive. And that is the hot topic because so many things are happening with our youth. And speaking of our youth, I want you to continue to pray for our youth because our youth need prayer. And the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And there is not one person on earth who cannot stand to be prayed for. It doesn't matter who they are, who their parents are, where they come from, what they have, what they don't have. It's very important that we pray for our youth. Parents, you have to make sure that you continuously teach your children what respect looks like and what it feels like. We can't expect them to go to school, to church, or anywhere else and act civilized if we're not acting civilized. So it's very important that we continue to pray for them before they go out to school. Whether you believe in prayer or not, I'm telling you, prayer will keep everyone out of trouble. Be sure to pray for them. And we're not only praying for our youth, but we're praying for everyone. We're praying for people who have lost loved ones. We're praying for people who are going into surgery, out of surgery, people who are in pain. We're just praying for every person, okay? So remember to mark your calendars, as I said before, for the first Saturday in April, God's will, as we will kick off the Built to Last conference. We have some phenomenal, phenomenal speakers, so I want you to be sure to check that out. There are many other events going on that I will post to my page on tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Please help me welcome Ms. Angela Blair from Dallas, Texas. She has been to Waco. She did a concert in Waco at one of my workshops. She also spoke about domestic violence in Waco, Texas. So please be sure to tune in at 5 o'clock on the one and only blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. In addition to that, I am looking, currently seeking great radio stations because I want to really play gospel music. So I'm just saying it in the atmosphere because I'm just being obedient to God, and I know that I will find one. In addition to that, I said said before, we just want to continue to encourage, empower, and uplift each and every person that we can. You know, this week, try to find at least 5 people that you can say something encouraging to. You never know what a smile may mean, or what a kind word may mean, or just encouragement. You never know what that may mean to someone, so try to do that. Remember to remain in character no matter what. God requires that we remain in character. The world knows what anger looks like. They know what anger feels like. But God requires that we remain in character. Remember, as we begin to run, and as this week will be just a great week, God wants those who are indecisive to understand that they must first pray. If you didn't get anything else out of the segment, you must pray unto God before you run the race. And most of all, your heart must be fixed and your mind made up. Because any time that you run a race or any time that you do strenuous exercise, you must consult with your doctor. And guess who the doctor is? The doctor is Dr. Jesus. Amen. So any time that you get ready to propel to the next level and the Lord has spoken unto you and the Lord has told you where he's taking you and he's told you that you're going to go whether you want to or not, then you have to get your heart fixed and your mind made up, because you're going to reach that destination whether you want to reach it or not. Because it's the will of God. It's just like death. You can't run from death and you can't run to life. God says that whatever time period that he has for you is going to happen. So for those runners who are indecisive, you listen to the ministry. You know, you enjoy the ministry. It doesn't matter who you are, a regular person, whether you're famous and in front of the TV. God says you listen to the ministry. Because you're listening to the word of God. Whether you're indecisive or not, God says you must make a decision before your season. God says the promise is your season is coming, and you must make a decision. You have to live. We have to live each moment as if it was our last. We have to live each day with purpose and be proficient in each day of our lives, because we never know when our last breath will appear. God says every breath in our body is with purpose. It has a purpose. He says it doesn't matter who you are. Every time you breathe, you should be saying, thank you, Lord. Every time you open your eyes, you should say, thank you, Lord. Because every breath that you take is another chance to get closer unto God and to submit yourself unto God. And I still recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to each and every person. I guarantee you, if you try our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I guarantee you, your life will be totally different. You will have more praises than curses. You will be happier once you meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. God said today there are a lot of sheep who are listening. And it's sheep like me, regular sheep. And then there's some sheep on the mountaintop who still need the word of God, and they're indecisive if they really want to follow the will of God. He says, but even those few indecisive sheep he still cares about. And that's why we had to back this up, because everyone is not on the level of running yet. But he says once the word is disseminated and what to do, then we are accountable for running to our destiny. Jesus says he's going to be our coach, but we're accountable for being obedient. So if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is Dr. Alfreda Love with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.